great pleasure, I introduce Karen Crawford, who's going to say, a beautiful mess, leveraging context evaluations for product guidance. So Karen Thorsten, please give her a round of applause. Oh, one thing I forgot to say, there's been complaints that there hasn't been enough discussion and stuff, so all our poor speakers are reduced to 10 minutes. If they have more to say, they can continue after they've all spoken, but then they'll come here, sit as a set of experts, and you can ask them all the questions you want. It's fun if you politely disagree with each other. That'll get more discussion going, and we'll see what happens, okay? But please don't scream and shout. This is not ASTM. Thank you.
Hi, good morning. Thank you guys all for coming this early in the morning. This is awesome. I'm going to talk today about the effect of context on purchase behavior. So where consumers make their point of decision or where they decide to purchase is totally different than it used to be, dramatically different over the past couple years. We've got in-store sampling, like at Costco or any other grocery store that you go to where people, you know, where they're handing you food and people are making purchase decisions that way. You've got so much online purchasing with, you know, the giant Amazon plus every place else that's now you're getting purchasing and delivering. So you're deciding what you're gonna buy based on what you see on a computer. There's also all that social media advertising. I don't know how many of you have purchased something because it scrolled up on Facebook. I've decided that I'm never doing that again, but I have done it a lot. So, but social media, you're getting a lot of purchase decisions just by seeing ads, and you can purchase straight off of your media feeds. How many of you guys have bought that Facebook stuff? Yeah. Never again. I'll tell you those stories later. So what we wanted to do was look at what plays a bigger role in purchase decision, the environmental context of where you're making that point, or the sensory characteristics of the product, basically within the category. So the product context. So in order to look at this, we did a four-stage study on laundry detergent. So the first part of it, the first stage that we did was actually a shelf mock-up, a grocery store shelf mock-up. So what you see on the right side, we actually had a whole entire laundry detergent shelf set up. And we had consumers come in and do a blind fragrance test. So they actually just, you know, they had jars with numbers on them, and they tested them and to say how much they would like it and how much they would buy it if that was in their laundry detergent. We also had consumers then do that same exercise in a normal CLT environment. What we got from that is that actually there was no difference in results. So in both instances, the consumers had purchase intent about the same way. So they liked this fragrance we called gingerbread. They didn't know that. And the kind of the whole order of what fragrances they liked in a blind fashion was exactly the same, whether they were in front of the shelf set or not in front of the shelf set. So we wanted to have some interaction with the actual product. So we added color to our scheme. What we did with this one was consumers had a lineup of laundry detergent bottles in front of them, and the bottles were different color, or the actual product was clear bottles, they could see through it, and the product was different colors. The actual purchase intent rose dramatically, actually rose significantly from, it was about 60 to 65% when they were looking at it blind. When we put color there, it rose up to about 78%. So a significant difference in purchase intent just by seeing the color of the product. The colors they liked the best for their laundry detergent were a purple and a blue, and they did not like at all this gold color or kind of a teal color. They didn't want their laundry detergent to look like that. So we added one more variable to that. We added the name of the product to each variant. So again, if you're online purchasing, you're looking at products and you're picking what you want by what the product looks like if you can see it, but you can't touch it, or what its name is. So I'm buying a laundry detergent because it's called this or it's called that, and I think it's going to smell that way, right? So what we did there, what we got there is that they still liked the blue and the purple the best, or were had higher purchase intent for blue and for purple. And these were called Fresh Air and Lavender. So they wanted their laundry detergent. They liked a laundry detergent that was called Fresh Air, and it was going to smell like fresh air. And Lavender, they wanted it to be called Lavender. Things they didn't like or absolutely did not want their laundry detergent to be was Gingerbread or Beach Waves. And again, Gingerbread was in the gold color, and Beach Waves was in a teal-like color. So again, this is really important in that online environment where you're buying something off of a computer screen, what it looks like and what its name is. So we did a whole final evaluation then. Consumers were allowed to see the bottle with the name on it and actually smell the product. So as if you're either being sampled at Costco, or laundry detergent is a category that you could actually pick it up and smell it on the at the grocery store shelf. This totally flipped the results. So the gold Gingerbread that they did not like the name of and they did not like the color of, actually now all of a sudden that was it had the highest purchase intent was Gingerbread. Fresh Air still, the Fresh Air Blue actually was still very well, very high in purchase intent, but this Gingerbread actually flipped. So which goes back to all of the sampling that's going on, right? When you go to Costco or any of the grocery chains, that you get to taste a product, smell a product, experience the product, it actually does affect your purchase intent. So the conclusion to that then is, when consumers can interact with the product, again with sampling or laundry detergent's a little bit different because you can always pick that up from a grocery store shelf. Wait, let me do that the other way around. When consumers can't interact with the product, when you don't have it an online or if it's just a package or something like that, of something that you're going to taste, you have to use visual cues, names of the products. Those kind of things are more important than where you're buying it. So when consumers can interact with the product, where they can pick it up, where they can taste it, where they can experience it, fragrance, taste, and the other sensory cues actually can change purchase decision. So the key to that is that optimal products have sensory cues that match what their environment is, that if they match where they are, and that's actually more important than testing in the environment as much as that the cues are going to match what the environment is that they will be sold in. That's it. Thank